Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, here we are, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We've got some college football stuff to talk about. I will also extend my lead on Kip in the college football pick'em.
Keep dreaming, brother.
Okay. As well as we'll talk some college football playoff, Georgia, Texas, etc.
Big day of college football kicking off today. Actually, the Gators play Michigan high noon today. So Peach Bowl, one of the New Year's Six bowl games, kicks off today. And then in playoffs tonight, Notre Dame, Clemson, Alabama, Oklahoma. Going to be some good contests.
I'll take Alabama to win the whole thing.
That's a trendy pick. Yeah, I think you can't go too wrong with that prediction.
If Clemson wins it, I'll just come back and say I picked Clemson.
Yeah, that's what you do because you're always right. I mean, that's how, you know, that's part of your MO. I mean, that's what you do.
We're going to be getting to the point here soon. We're going to be making New Year's resolutions.
Yes.
And if you remember, last year's New Year's resolution for me was to be right a little bit less in this upcoming year. And I have made an exhaustive effort to make that come to pass, and it has been tough.
Gotcha.
It's been really hard to be right less than I was in 2017. But through my exhaustive efforts, I feel like 2018 was a little bit better for me as far as being less right.
Yeah, you were whatever you say, boss. I mean, it's your show. I'm just along for the ride. Yeah, whatever you say.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Awesome Nissan, and by Nat's Landing.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick. Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. They will not be beaten by anyone, anywhere. If Awesome Nissan can't beat your deal, they will give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's 264-3825. Go see them today and find out why their customers are awesome.
Can Oklahoma beat Alabama?
Are they flying in an NFL defense to play in that football game tonight? Oklahoma's defense is just horrifically bad. Maybe somehow, some way, they've heard for 3 or 4 weeks how bad they are on defense, and maybe somehow they put up an effort. But in my article yesterday, I said the Oklahoma defense could not stop a dripping faucet, and they can't. They're so bad on defense, and the problem is they have talent, but it doesn't translate on the football field. Now they got some offense, and Kyler Murray is going to light up the Bama defense. Don't get me wrong, he's going to get his, but can Oklahoma slow down the Alabama offense? I would have to say, just going into this game tonight, I would have to say, no, they can't.
Here's the X factor in this game. Between Alabama and Oklahoma. Here's the X factor. Alabama's better.
Yeah, they've recruited better. They have five stars sitting behind five stars. They have the best coach in football. And, you know, on paper, they shouldn't win this game. But Alabama, every now and then, they have these hiccups. And they don't have them often. But for Alabama's sake, they better hope this game doesn't come down to a kick. If they do, they are in trouble. That's the only Achilles heel Alabama has is kicking.
I'm going to throw this out there. I was just looking at results from last week's Twitter question of the week, which was, what college football program is a better program right now? Your choices, Central Florida Knights, Florida Gators, and 100% of the votes were for one team, which college football program is better right now, and that's Central Florida.
Yeah, I mean, Florida would be sitting there 12-0-2 if they played UConn and Austin Peay and the Sisters of the Poor and Houston and Memphis twice every year. I mean, yeah, Florida would be undefeated as well, I believe. But it is what it is. I mean, there's no, you can't win this debate with you because you get caught up in the numbers. You don't understand that they don't play anybody. And
I mean, Cincinnati only lost one game.
Yeah.
The whole season. I mean, maybe two.
I mean, I look back through this 25-game winning streak, and they've beaten their conference, which is not a very strong conference, and they've beaten Maryland, and they beat an injured Auburn team. That's the two marquee wins outside of the conference that they've had in this 25-game winning streak.
Can Notre Dame beat Clemson?
They can, but will they? I don't think they will.
You think they can? How?
Notre Dame is going to get the benefit of every call in this football game tonight. There's just something about Notre Dame that just, it's almost like, I can't explain it. There's a bias out there for Notre Dame. It's kind of, it's not in the realm of reality. It's just kind of hidden in your psyche, that especially in the North and the Midwest part of the country, Notre Dame's going to get every benefit of the doubt that they can, and that'll translate into calls, that'll translate into getting put in the playoff. You name it, Notre Dame's going to be the benefit. They're going to benefit from that.
Which one of the Bowden brothers used to coach at Clemson?
Tommy.
Okay. So Tommy was on TV the other day talking about, in his opinion, Dabo Sweeney has done a phenomenal job as head coach of the Clemson Tigers.
He has. He took them from an 8-win program when Tommy was there. Now he's got them winning 13, 14 games a year.
That's my point. I'm listening to Tommy Bowden.
Tommy got fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dabo took over for Tommy back in like 2008.
Yeah.
In that window, 2009.
I wonder how that makes a coach feel when a program moves on from you, and then the next guy comes in takes the program to the next level, which you could never do.
Like Mark Richt at Georgia?
Yeah.
I mean,
like you on this show for your predecessor. Just throwing it out there.
I mean, so what are you saying, man, that I'm good? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I'm saying that the Jason Bishop Show in its former entity was an 8-4 program.
So what are we now?
Oh, we're 10-2, 11-1, playing for national championships.
I mean,
every once in a while we'll throw in an undefeated season.
I mean, winners win, baby. Producers produce. Big time players show up in big time games. I mean, you brought me on here to get ratings, babe. That's what we're doing.
Mission accomplished.
Any commercials.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. Titleist.com.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years. Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Tired of waiting hours to get in and out of the ER or can't get in to see your doctor? The wait is over. Urgent Med One is a fully functioning urgent care clinic with highly trained professionals, on-site x-ray and labs that will get you in, out, and on with life. Open weekdays 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or sign in online with ZitPass. Located off exit 36B on Highway 341, look for that MASH Jeep with the big red cross out front, ERGENT, Med One. Drive a few minutes and save a few hours.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Urban Meyer apparently forgot he was retiring because he was having headaches due to football-related stress. Army is not 50 points better than Houston. In fact, Houston is the better team. So let me get this straight. Your head coach lies, covers up one of his coaches beating his wife. Instead of you firing that guy, you eventually promote him to assistant athletic director. Makes sense. Georgia Tech, you stink. Keep up the pace. We need it. Let's talk when March rolls around. I think college football players that are going to be accountants after football should also sit out bowl games. Your Atlanta Brave opening day starter, Julio Teheran. Jim Harbaugh, just go ahead and go back to the NFL and stop with these shenanigans every year. Notre Dame, Clemson suspended players aren't going to matter. You're still going to lose by 30. Malik Rozier looked like he was in the movie Bird Box against Wisconsin. And these are my thoughts.
Miami looked awful, didn't they?
Have you seen Bird Box?
I haven't seen it yet. I've heard everybody talking about it.
I enjoyed it. I was entertained. It was a little far-fetched, but I was entertained. And in the Bishop household, that's all that matters.
Let me tell you, before you start cracking jokes and all that on me, let me tell you what me and Sandra went to see the other night.
The Notebook 2?
No. And it was a instant classic, Mary Poppins Returns. It was great. It was a great movie.
Why would I make fun of you for that?
That was a fantastic movie. One of the best movies I've seen in a long, long time.
I wouldn't make fun of you for that.
It was a great movie. Listeners, if you haven't seen Mary Poppins Returns, you need to go see it. Classic. Instant classic.
Kip Branch is putting his name on Mary Poppins.
It was a great movie.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy, Edwin Watts Golf, and by Jessup Furniture.
All the best brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker, Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Okay, so momentarily we're going to put up a new Twitter question of the week, and that question is going to be, would you go see Mary Poppins because Kip Branch told you so?
That's a great movie. I mean, I'm not going to say this because you'll make fun of me, but when at the end of the movie, when Emily Blunt took off the new Mary Poppins, when she took off on the umbrella back up to the sky, I almost teared up, man. It was a classic. It was almost as good as the first one. I put it on par with the first one. Maybe even. It was a great movie.
Is on par different from even?
It depends on...
Because you said you put it on par, and you said maybe even. Yeah, so is on par thing. Even different?
It's the same thing. It was a great movie.
Okay. It hasn't been a great offseason since the signing of Donaldson for the Atlanta Braves.
No, the Braves, in the week in review, if Julio Teheran is the first day starter, opening day starter for the Atlanta Braves again, then I might not watch until May. Remember last year, I was mad because they didn't bring up Acuna. They didn't bring him up to the end of May. And so I was mad. Guy comes in, wins National League Rookie of the Year. Missed the whole first month of the season, then was hurt in June and still won the National League Rookie of the Year.
You think about that. He missed 2.5 months of the season and still put up the numbers he put up.
In fact, if he plays the whole season, he might have been the National League MVP.
He would have been. There was no might in that because he would have put up better numbers than Yelich had.
He's going to be a great player for the Braves. But the Braves need an opening day starter. Is what they need. They need a front line number one starter. Corey Kluber. Somebody. Call Cleveland. Get this guy.
Are you willing to go out on a limb and say that in your opinion, Julio Teheran is not a front line starter?
Julio Teheran is nothing on my... If I'm the GM of any ball club, Julio Teheran has a moving van at his house if he's on my roster. I mean, that sounds harsh, but 4 years in a row, hasn't he been the opening day starter?
Four in a row.
If it hits five, then Braves Nation should explode.
By default, almost, because they haven't had really good pitching in the last 4 years.
They got some young stud arms in the system and some young arms on the rotation, but they got to get rid of Julio, man.
The Braves still need the frontline starter. I think they're pretty okay. I think they have bowed out of the JT Realmuto thing. They're going to be comfortable with their catching platoon with Flowers and McCann. Right field still needs to be addressed. At this point, I guess Adam Duvall is going to be the Braves starting right fielder.
Hunter Pence is available. Who else is available?
Adam Jones. Nick Markakis is still out there.
So what are the Braves going to do? Are they going to just sit around? It seems like that's what they're doing.
I'd like for them to make a trade with someone for a young corner outfielder and give up some of the prospects. You know, give back a fair deal to get a young bat.
You can't have 18 arms in the rotation.
No.
I mean, you draft all these pitchers that's got talent. You deal a couple of those prospects to get everyday players. That's what you do. I mean, Braves need a right fielder. The catching situation to me, probably get upgraded maybe in 2020, but they need some help in the rotation. Looks like Vizcaino is going to be the closer going into the season. Got some decent middle relief.
Vizcaino was non-tendered, by the way. He's not there currently.
Okay.
He's not on the roster. He is currently a free agent.
Okay, so they need a closer. They need a number one frontline starter, and they need a right fielder.
Anthopoulos has said that he plans on going into spring with Sobotka being the back-end guy.
Okay. I mean, he pitched good down the stretch. I mean, give him a shot. But Braves need a number one opening day starter, and that is the number one priority for the Atlanta Braves. Got to have one. Man, the Washington, everybody in division's upgraded, except really the Braves. I mean, Donaldson's a good pickup, but, you know, can he stay off the DL? That's the big question.
Here's the thing with Donaldson, though.
Yep.
Follow me here. Camargo hit 19 home runs last year and played great defensive third base, okay? You sign Donaldson, who's probably going to be a 30 home run guy, all right? So in reality, you paid Donaldson all that money, and the only thing you really did was gain maybe 10 home runs?
And then put Camargo in right field. That's an option.
That is an option.
I mean, the kid's a good player, clutch player, hit good down the stretch for the Braves. Put him in right field. I mean, I'm sure he could play it.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture. Universal Furniture. And more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network. So now is that segment where I get to typically, the way this goes, put Kip in an embarrassment slumber. So I did the numbers.
You didn't do any numbers.
I did the numbers.
You must work for the Congressional Budget Office is who you work for if you did numbers. Those numbers that you come up with are about as reliable as CBO numbers.
I did the numbers.
Yeah.
And so where we are, after I've done the numbers, I'm 10 games up on you.
I have to see the data. There's no way because
I don't have it with me.
I was calling you last week. I wasn't getting any response because you was picking. You picked Houston to beat Army.
Look, Houston had a bad day.
They got 70 hung on them, man. And you were talking about them being a top 10 team, and they got 70 hung on them by a service academy.
Houston had a bad day. Houston is a top 10 program.
I mean,
Houston's better than Army.
Godly. I mean, you in here picking, I mean, who else do you pick? You pick Memphis. They got shellacked by just a sorry Wake Forest team. Was it Wake Forest?
Memphis is a good football program, too.
No, that's a top they're 20. Not.
They had a bad day.
Yeah, they had a bad day. Just like all your teams that you pick seem to have bad days the day that you pick them. And then you come up here with some bogus numbers talking about I'm 10 games up or something. No, you're not 10 games up in nothing.
You got a ways to go. You have an opportunity today.
Yeah, I have an opportunity every week that I seize upon is what I do. We're gonna hire an accountant on this show, a statistician next year. I've already talked to the producers. We're going to hire a statistician. They're going to keep up, and we're going to have actual verifiable numbers, not these bogus numbers that you come up with, but we're going to have real hard numbers that we can just reflect on.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Because this is what I do about this show.
Yeah.
My power rankings that I have done throughout the college football and high school football program
for the
season, I use the same formula for my power rankings to come up with the numbers for our pick'em.
Man, you're the laughing stock of South Georgia on your high school football power ratings, man. That's stuff stand-up comics use now on the nightly shows, man. That's in their monologues.
Ironclad formula.
Okay, let's get to these picks, man.
All right, in the Peach Bowl, number 10, Florida versus number 7, Michigan.
At the end of the day, Florida, your quarterback is Felipe Franks, Michigan.
Which is why Central Florida is a better program. I'll take Michigan as well in the Belk Bowl, South Carolina versus ACC powerhouse, Virginia.
I'm going to take the Gamecocks.
I'm going South Carolina as well. In the Arizona Bowl, there is no team from Arizona playing. Arkansas State versus Nevada.
I'm going to pick Nevada.
I'll go Nevada as well. In the Orange Bowl semifinal, number 1, Alabama, number 4, Oklahoma for the right to go play for the national championship. You got
Alabama. Sweet home Alabama is going to be sweet home tonight in Miami.
If Oklahoma could play a lick of defense, I would be tempted to pick them for an upset, but I can't do it with the defense they play.
Oklahoma can't stop a rec league team.
In the Cotton Bowl, number 2, Clemson, number 3, Notre Dame. This is going to be a skull-dragging.
Clemson's got more talent. Clemson's dealing with the suspensions and all that kind of stuff, but I think that may put a chip on their shoulder. Clemson's got a better quarterback. They got a better head coach than Notre Dame. Notre Dame really hasn't been tested this year unless you talk about squeaking out a 5-point win against Vanderbilt and Pitt. I'm going to take Clemson this football game.
Don't forget that big win at the end of the year against USC, who didn't get bowl eligible.
They beat a 3-9 Navy team, too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In the Military Bowl, Cincinnati versus Virginia Tech. Cincinnati, the powerhouse that they have been in the American Athletic. I'm taking Cincinnati to win against Virginia Tech in the Military Bowl.
I'm going to take Virginia Tech.
You would?
Yeah. I have no respect for that conference.
Okay. In the Sun Bowl, Stanford versus Pitt. Pitt's terrible. Stanford's a little better than that.
I'm going to take Stanford over a 6-loss division winner from the ACC.
In the Red Box Bowl, Michigan State, Oregon. This game's got some prestige to it, Michigan State, Oregon. I'm going to go Oregon.
I'll take Oregon as well. Michigan State, I don't think, has enough offense to beat Oregon.
Liberty Bowl, number 23, Missouri against Oklahoma State. I think Missouri plays defense a little better than Oklahoma State. I'll take Missouri plus they got Drew
Locke. I was back and forth on this one, and Missouri is one of these teams that just don't play well in bowl games. Drew Locke, if he loses today, he leaves Missouri without a bowl win. I'm going to take Oklahoma State because they can light up the scoreboard.
I've heard some of the experts say that Drew Locke has dropped to the third or fourth quarterback taken in the draft, and I think, who's in front of him?
Yeah.
Okay. The Holiday Bowl, Northwestern versus 17, Utah. Northwestern ranked 22nd. I'll take Utah.
This is going to be a good football game. Northwestern's a good team. Utah's a good team. I'll take Utah.
Utah is on their way to becoming a perennial power in the Pac-12. They're on their way to that.
They're a good program.
Tax Slayer Bowl, NC
State.
He'll
beat Central Florida. Go ahead. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt. Utah will beat Central Florida, by the way. Go ahead. Tax Slayer Bowl. NC State versus Texas A&M in Jacksonville.
I'll take Texas A&M.
I'll take A&M as well, who would also beat Central Florida.
Are we going to do this every game now that we pick? You're going to do that every game?
No, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. The Outback Bowl, number 18, Mississippi State versus Iowa. I'm going to take Iowa to win this game.
I'm going to take Iowa, too. I was back and forth on that one. Mississippi State's one of these teams where you just don't know what you're going to get on offense. I'll take the Hawkeyes.
In the Fiesta Bowl, LSU, number 11, taking on number 8, Central Florida. This gets ugly. Central Florida blows the brakes off of LSU. Central Florida wins this game 38-3 over the Tigers.
38-3. Okay. I'm going to take LSU. I think they're better on the lines of scrimmage. And this is big boy football, and you're going to find out Central Florida. LSU don't even have all their DBs and all that, but they've got the defensive line. They've got the offensive line. They're going to run the football right at Central Florida. And those defensive linemen are going to get after that backup quarterback. I like LSU in this football game.
Have your phone on you.
Oh, don't worry. You have yours is the question. Don't be hiding.
Citrus Bowl, number 14, Kentucky, 12, Penn State. I don't think this game's going to be close. I know the rankings are only two spots apart, but I feel like Penn State and Kentucky are Grand Canyons apart about how good those football team is. I'll take Penn State and blowout.
Yeah, this isn't March. You know, I'm not confident in Kentucky in anything until March in sports-related, so I'll take Penn State as well.
In the Rose Bowl, number 9, Washington, your Pac-12 winner, against number 6, Ohio State, your Big Ten winner. I think Ohio State blows out Washington.
I think they're a better football team with a better quarterback, and I think they got a chip on their shoulder because they got left out of the playoff and had a 2-loss team ranked in front of them. So I think they go to Rose Bowl with a chip on their shoulder.
In the Sugar Bowl, number 15, Texas against number 5, Georgia. I think this might stay close for a quarter and a half, and then I think Georgia just blows the top off this thing.
I hope. I'm a little worried about this game. The more closer the game gets here, I'm a little worried. I think Georgia needs to come out and open up on offense and attack Texas vertically. And they try to just pack it in and just try to run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, and eat clock. I think this could be a tough football game for Georgia. If Georgia opens it up, I think they win and cover the spread. But if not, it's going to be close.
There's no way that Texas can play with the Dogs.
I mean, Texas is not a bad team. They did beat Oklahoma. Who beat Army? Who beat one of those teams that you brag about?
I was
going to
say, somehow you're
going to
bring this back around to Central Florida somehow, some way.
I mean, Oklahoma's a quality team, man. They beat Army.
They are a quality team.
Yeah. They are.
The American Athletic, to this point in the bowls, have had bad days. That's all that's to it, just a bad day collectively.
Yeah, and the whole conference, the pride's on the line when LSU busts them in the mouth out in the Fiesta Bowl, and we'll shut up that Central Florida talk. But if somehow Central Florida wins, I'll never hear the end of it. But, you know, LSU's LSU, and Central Florida is Central Florida, and I'll take LSU any day of the week over Central Florida. Even on a bad year for LSU.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Oh. Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
The George's Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the George's Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by J.C. Strother.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums. And Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 265-9700.
We're going to jump into some Georgia Tech football talk here in a second, but before we do...
They play football?
They do.
Oh, okay.
Before we do, during the break, we were having a Jacksonville Jaguar conversation that I think bears to be repeated on the air. Because it was a good conversation.
It was.
The Jacksonville Jaguar quarterback situation, obviously they're probably going to be drafting a quarterback yet again.
They need to trade.
Or at least doing that. But so far, your franchise Jaguars started with Mark Brunell, okay? And then from there, you've gone Byron Leftwich, David Garrard, Blaine Gabbert, Chad Henne, Blake Bortles.
Who else? We probably left somebody out.
I'm sure we did. They weren't any good either.
That is a Hall of Fame list of backup quarterbacks that were your starters.
That's at least five eras. That's five different quarterbacks. Yep. Five different quarterback eras that have been ungodly bad.
And, you know, Jacksonville has a championship defense. You go from almost in the Super Bowl to you going into a top five, top ten pick now in the NFL draft, and you have no answer at quarterback. None.
And so one of the things we said off the air that I think is really, really a great point to make, the best quarterback in your franchise history is Mark Brunell.
Which Mark Brunell was a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But that is your, I mean, when you go down and look at all these polls, best quarterback on every NFL team in their history, Jacksonville, Mark Brunell.
Is at the top of your list. And who's second is David Garrard.
Then you have teams like Dallas, who has you have to choose between Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman. Then you have teams like Pittsburgh, Terry Bradshaw, Big Ben, you know, Tom Brady, New England. I mean, these are teams that have long histories of great quarterback play, but the Jaguars are a little lacking in that area.
Is Mark Brunell a Hall of Famer?
No. In Jacksonville, he is. He's on the circle of honor in Jacksonville, but I don't think he's an NFL Hall of Famer.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Big City Cleaners.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in the Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
I'm putting that question as one of our Twitter questions of the week. I mean, is Mark Brunell a Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer?
I mean, he's a great quarterback for the franchise. Don't get me wrong. They did most of their winning in the late 90s when Mark Brunell was their quarterback. And so Tom Coughlin was their head coach. Tony Boselli was their offensive tackle, Hall of Famer. I don't know if he's gotten in the Hall of Fame yet, but he, to me, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's in.
Fred Taylor was a great, great running back. Jags had some good teams in the late 90s.
McKinnon Cardell.
I mean,
okay, so our questions to this point, you can find them, by the way, on Twitter at Bishop_show. We need your votes. We want your votes. Twitter, Bishop_show. The questions are currently, there are only two. Is the Atlanta Braves' Julio Teheran a frontline Major League Baseball starter? Yes or no? And then question two is Mark Brunell an NFL Hall of Famer? Yes or no?
Would you trade, if you were the Jacksonville Jaguars, would you trade your first-round pick this year and a fourth-round pick this year to the Detroit Lions for Matt Stafford if he came on the market?
Yep.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
Wouldn't think about it.
Because there's rumblings that I'm starting to read articles. You know I'm a Lions fan. I'm starting to read articles that are calling for Stafford to be traded. They got to have a scapegoat because they're 5-10, fired their head coach who was 9-7 the year before. They're not going to blame it on Matt Patricia, so they're looking for a scapegoat, and they're going to blame it on their franchise quarterback, Matt Stafford. If you don't appreciate him, trade him to the Jacksonville Jaguars. He'll come to Jacksonville and lead them to a Super Bowl.
Yes, he will. That will happen if he ends up in the River City. That's what's going to happen. Let's transition to Georgia Tech.
Okay.
They looked phenomenal
in
their bowl game against Minnesota.
Yeah, the Gophers. You lose a bowl game to Minnesota. And we're spending time on this show talking about it. I mean, next topic, as far as I'm concerned. You lose to Minnesota in a bowl game. The Minnesota Golden Gophers. And got blown out. Didn't look good. And Paul Johnson rides off into the sunset.
34-10.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't close. It wasn't even that close.
I think the University of Georgia should erect a statue of Paul Johnson on campus at the University of Georgia.
I agree.
I mean, you have Tech fans that brag about Paul Johnson going 3-8 against Georgia. I mean, that's a point. I mean, that's a pride thing for them. Paul Johnson went 3-8 against Georgia.
The large fan base of Georgia Tech fans that reside in Atlanta need a better fit than what Paul Johnson was. And I think Jeff Cotton, I mean, you can't do any worse.
I think he's going to come in I actually think it's a good hire by Georgia
Tech. I do, too. I mean, hire is in a different direction, getting away from the triple option so that you can recruit better, is a better hire.
Tech will come in, get a pro-style quarterback, get some tight ends, get some big offensive linemen to run a pro-style system instead of the cut blockers that they have. I think it's going to take Coach Collins a couple of years to recruit. But after that, I think Georgia Tech can be an ACC power just recruiting the Atlanta metro area.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622, Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons, Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Tired of waiting hours to get in and out of the ER or can't get in to see your doctor? The wait is over. Urgent Med One is a fully functioning urgent care clinic with highly trained professionals, on-site x-ray and labs that will get you in, out, and on with life. Open weekdays 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and weekends 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or sign in online with ZipPass. Located off exit 36B on Highway 341, look for that mass Jeep with the big red cross out front, ERGENT Med One. Drive a few minutes and save a few hours. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Give you the points on the Central Florida LSU game. 38-3, I'll give you the points too.
You said Central Florida would beat LSU. It's going to beat LSU 38-3.
I'll give you the points. If you're going to sit here and bellyache about it, I'll give you the
points.
So you're
going to give me LSU in 35?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me call Quicken Loans and get the title to my house. I'll bet that.
I'll be a lenient landlord.
Okay. I'll just pay you rent.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Pristine Water, Molina's Landscaping, and Golden Coast Golf Carts.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pick and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors parking lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com or give them a call at 912-275-7725.
NFL playoff picture. It really pretty much has come into shape. There's only three or four teams left that are fighting for bottom playoff spots.
And it's not the Jags. It's not the Tampa Bay Bucks. It's not the Miami Dolphins. It's not the Atlanta Falcons. It's not the Carolina Panthers. They're all out of playoff contention. So who does that leave?
Everybody else.
Everybody else. So you got to drive to New Orleans to watch quality pro football in our geographical area. Maybe to Tennessee.
Nashville.
Nashville. I mean, that's a boring brand of football. Titans are a boring team. But they'll beat up on the Jaguars tomorrow because that's what they do. They own Jacksonville.
So currently, as the way things stand, the AFC wild card, the AFC bye winners, the 1 and 2 seeds, the Chiefs and the Patriots, they will sit the house the first 2 weeks. Chiefs currently have the overall number one seed. But if the Chiefs lose, the Patriots will get the number one seed via tiebreaker where they beat Kansas City earlier in the season. Colts, Texans, Chargers, and Ravens are the teams that are in the mix that are currently holding playoff spots. Meanwhile, the Titans and the Steelers are on the outside looking in, needing a little bit of help to get in.
Excuse me. The Jags, don't they play the Texans tomorrow, right? Who do they play tomorrow?
Should be a win if that's the case.
I mean, the Titans blew them out. I said the Titans a minute ago. I think who do the Jags play tomorrow?
Hold on. I'll look it up.
So
carry the show while I'm looking it up.
I mean, in the NFC, it's pretty simple. The Vikings win against the Bears. They're in. And if they don't win against the Bears, the Eagles can get in by beating the Redskins. That'll take care of the last wild card spot in the NFC. And there's some possibilities in the AFC.
Jaguars, Texans.
Ooh, that could be ugly.
That's in Houston.
Ooh, even uglier.
1 o'clock game.
So that means you might be home by, might be home for dinner. 7:30, 8-ish Sunday night. Getting ready to trade for Matthew Stafford or a frontline starter in the NFL or start evaluating quarterbacks again.
The Texans are definitely in. The Chargers are definitely in. The spots up for grabs are the Colts and the Ravens. Colts 9-6, and the Ravens are also 9-6.
Pittsburgh might not get in the playoffs.
8-6-1.
They could. That tie against Cleveland on opening day could keep them out of the playoffs.
And the NFC, number one seed, the Saints, the number two seed, the Rams. The Vikings, Seahawks, Bears, and Cowboys currently hold spots. All of those teams have clinched except for Minnesota, 8-6-1, and they hold a slim margin over the 8-7 Eagles. Super Bowl defending champion Eagles.
Eagles beat the Redskins, and the Vikings lose to the Bears. The Eagles get back in the playoffs.
Just want to throw this out there. A few weeks back, the Eagles were 4-7.
They've started playing better on defense. The Eagles have.
Now they're 8-7.
And they've gone on a little winning streak. I still think that all roads through the NFC go through New Orleans, and in the AFC, contrary to what you want to believe, you still got to beat the New England Patriots when it counts to get to Super Bowl.
Give me your Super Bowl picks.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm going to say the New Orleans Saints.
Okay.
And I'm going to say in the AFC, I'm going to say I want to go out. I want to pick just a crazy pick. I'm pick the San Diego Chargers.
That's funny because that's what I was going to do. I'm taking Chargers Rams.
Chargers have a great defense.
An all LA Super Bowl. Chargers Rams.
And they're playing. Where's the Super Bowl this year? I think it's in. I don't know where the Super Bowl is this year. I know the national championship games. What, in San Francisco area? But I'm not sure where the Super Bowl is this year.
Carry the show. I'll look it up.
Look it up. But, you know, NFL, the Chiefs are good. Chargers are good. Any of those teams in the AFC could get hot come playoff time. The Ravens are a team that nobody wants to play.
We should know this. It's at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Oh, in Atlanta. Jeez, we should know that. That's fire terrible. Us, man. We're going to get fired.
That's yep. all. That's how. That's
producer's over there just knocking his pencil on the table right there. Are you serious, guys? You don't know the Super Bowl's in Atlanta this year? Well, you know, people in this part of the world, after September, we kind of wrote off the NFL in our geographical region, you know?
College football season ends in the South. That's kind of where that goes.
That's it. Good teams. I'm looking forward to watching that Alabama-Oklahoma game today, really. I think Oklahoma can score some points. It could be a shootout today in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium.
Give me a score.
I'll say Alabama 52-38.
Okay, wait. You didn't give me a Super Bowl pick. You gave me teams that you wanted to play.
I said the Saints and the Chargers.
Okay, and who's going to win?
Saints.
Okay. I'll go Rams.
Okay.
Rams winning the Super Bowl minus Kurt Warner.
Mm.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
That is my all-time favorite NFL team. The Kurt Warner Rams.
The greatest show on turf.
Yeah.
That was a good football
team. Man, they were dynamic.
They could move. They could score. The only thing that worries me about the Rams is Todd Gurley's knee right now.
We'll see how it goes. Yep.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.